Welcome to Facilitating the Mission, the podcast of Shepherd Staff Mission Facilitators. My name is Brian Mondock.
And I am Jeff Jackson.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Brian.
Tell me your story about coming back from the Philippines. How was that for you, the re-entry from the developing world to the States? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, that was, people find this hard to believe, but the reality for me and a lot of other people that have done it is that transition back to life in America is about 10 times harder than the transition to life out on the mission field. I had heard about re-entry, you know, before I went out. And of course, I had served in the military and made that transition from military life back into civilian life. That was a big transition. But the reality of it is that coming back from the mission field is much harder than it is going out there. And you've experienced the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, coming back from Africa, coming back from South Sudan, a war zone at the time, was very difficult for me coming back. Me too, I've, you know, served time in the military and was even a military brat coming, you know, traveling the world and coming back to the States. But coming back to church was really difficult. And one of the things that was difficult for me is that a lot of people had moved on. I came up in ministry and was trained in ministry and left for the mission field from South Florida, a very, very transient area, a lot like Southern California. Church had changed a bunch. The leadership had transitioned into new vision. There was lots of people that didn't know me. Like when I left, you know, you're going into the field, you've experienced this, and other missionaries on their way have experienced this. You're kind of a hero as you're heading out. It's like, wow, you're this giant of faith. I can't believe you're going to Africa, kind of a thing. So that's kind of a, you know, kind of a cool thing. But then you come back, it's like, who are you? Do I know you? And a lot of times you're a leader in the ministry and you're coming back and you're like a nobody. And that's, I know we're supposed to be humble, but this is very humbling.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I mean, you know, if, even the idea that we, you know, that it's that experience has been described and given a name, you know, it's called re-entry. You know, it's kind of got its own standalone name now. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they have in their mind, oh, but it can't be that hard to come back to your homeland and pick up with life here. And the idea that it is that, you know, radical and demands that kind of attention, that it has its own name to describe it, is, it catches a lot of people by surprise. But the reality of it is that, you know, re-entry, basically, you know, when you say that word within the missions world, we're it's the word that basically describes that there's massive stress and effects coming home. Is basically creates stress and unique challenges that are sometimes more impacting than what they experience on the field. And so under that sort of umbrella word of re-entry is, you know, kind of what we want to talk about over these next few podcasts, you know, talking about our own experiences, kind of defining more of what it is and what the dangers are with it. And then maybe, you know, we're going to get into the idea of, well, how do you help somebody if you know a missionary? How can you be a source of encouragement as they go through reentry? And every missionary will go through reentry.
I was able to transition into kind of a caring for missionaries role at our church. And that was kind of prepared even before I came home. Mm-hmm. And so as other missionaries came home from the field, I was able to walk beside those guys. And I was grateful for just being able to walk through some of the challenges of reentry so that I could walk beside others as they came back. And most of the guys that had went into the mission field from our church, you know, they didn't come from ministry. They came from a regular job. And as they came back after, you know, 6 years, 10 years, there was sort of this Rumpelstiltskin effect. And they felt like the world had passed them by. And in a lot of ways, it was like coming back, you know, starting off all over again, except now you have a family and, you know, you might be middle-aged now. And so walking through that season of life with those guys, and you know, husbands and wives and families as they came back, was very, very important. It was the main priority of my job for a while.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, one of the other things is that, you know, when you're out on the field, in most cases, you know, if you're an American and you're going to most of the rest of the world, you're going from a highly task-oriented culture, which we are as Americans, very compartmentalized. We're comfortable with abstract conceptual things. When you go into these other countries and you begin living there, where it's highly relational and all ministry effectiveness is relational, and time is viewed through a completely different lens, stepping back into the high-speed, time-oriented, task-oriented lifestyle of Americans, both our families and the members of the church, and even in our pastors and our church leaders that knew us and loved us and sent us to the field and cared for us while we were out there, the way things operate here can be totally disconcerting for, you know, the person that comes back. And, you know, over the years, I've seen people unprepared for reentry, where literally it's done major damage to their relationship with the Lord, their intimacy with Him, communion, sort of the guidance and necessity of taking in His Word. They sort of drift away from those things. It stresses them out. It affects their relationship with their church leaders. You know, they're standing in the lobby, they see their pastor coming in, they just returned from the field, and hey, pastor, and hey, how's it going? You see you're back. I'd love to hear about it. And they say, okay, well, when would you like to meet? Well, I have, 20 minutes, 3 weeks from Thursday.
Right.
I'd love to hear all about your 5 years on the field, you know? and that's just life here in America, you know? And then family and friends, especially if they're unbelievers, but even if they are, they can't relate to what you experienced as a missionary. A, having to be dependent on other people to give you money to go, then living in another country. You come back and you got nobody that can relate to you and your family and friends. And then crazy, this is kind of, you know, going back to what you talked about, Brian, the idea that if the missionary has to go back into the regular work world rather than vocational ministry world, you know, it can really give them an attitude and make it hard for them to fit back in and be a productive, balanced part of regular society for the glory of God. Because it's like, you know, I just came from a place where, you know, the pastor only has two shirts and one pair of shoes. And here I am working at this job, making the 54th study Bible for people that already have 53 other study Bibles in their language. And where I just came from, the New Testament was just finished in one language. All of those things are really difficult to adjust to in coming back.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that I've seen with a lot of the folks that have gone to the mission field from here, they've gone with this real entrepreneurial spirit, and they've run things, they've launched things, they've run schools and little businesses and planted churches and trained other pastors and done some real creative, mm-hmm. innovative kind of work. But when they come back, none of that translates into any kind of job. It reminds me of the first, you know, Rambo movie, you know, where Sylvester Stallone is like, I used to drive tanks and I used to be in charge of this multi-million dollar equipment, but now I can't get a job at a car wash, you know? And I think that our missionaries go through something very similar. I had a friend that ran several ministries in Central America. When he came back, the best job he could get was as a entry-level landscaper. And he was an educated mm-hmm. guy. You know, in addition to, mm-hmm. you know, the mm-hmm. other things that you stated, that just drives a guy's ego into the ground.
Yeah, it really does. And when I tell people this, it really does blow them out of the water. And it kind of piggybacks on what the point I made, maybe the first point I made. You know, more missionaries backslide, mm-hmm. fall away from the Lord coming back to life in America than going back to the field. And again, it's pretty simple why that is, and it's because it's a much harder transition to come back than it is to go. And that's why, you know, part of what we want to do by talking about this is to get the word out there, especially to missionaries, we want to let any missionaries that are listening to this know, you need to be prepared for reentry. You need to know what it is. You need to know what you're going to feel, that what you feel when you get back, the overwhelmedness of choices at Walmart, you know, when you step into a Walmart. Missionaries, there's tons of stories of missionaries, you know, taking 20 steps into Walmart and just melting down with, you know, there's 20 kinds of trash bags to choose from, you know, in America. And so knowing ahead of time what reentry is, you know, that A, it's normal, and that B, you know, there's some things you can do to alleviate its effects. Getting missionaries to understand that's important, but even more, and this is the key, is, you know, anybody that's listening to these things that knows and loves missionaries, helping them to understand that reentry is real, and then giving them some insight on how to be that blessing to somebody coming back from the field, and helping a brother or sister from stumbling and being crushed by the effects of reentry. That's kind of what we're looking to do with these things.
Yeah, it sounds like you're talking about just being a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And again, what's so difficult about it, and again, you can go back to your own experience and my experience, is that we're so time driven here. And so, you know, yeah. I'm sure somebody that's listening to this has probably heard the joke, you know, just it's kind of a cross-cultural joke about the African who comes to America, you know, a guy from one of the countries in Africa, and says, I don't understand you Americans, you know, everybody's got a watch, but nobody has time. And in my country, nobody's got a watch, but everybody's got time, you know. And right. that reality, right. Missionaries are coming from a highly relational culture where time is at, and what choices or options are very limited. You get back here and it's over a circuit overload. Yeah, for sure. So what kind of, like, was there a crash and burn moment for you with reentry, or like an aha overwhelmed moment?
You know, there's a few of them. You know, you talked about walking in a Walmart, and I can remember, you know, walking into the grocery store, and it's true, just you're in air conditioning, can smell the wax on the floor, it's clean, you have all these choices, and it's overwhelming. That's one thing. The other thing is, like, where I was, we had no asphalt. Yeah. You know, so coming back onto freeways and traffic lights, and for me, that was the weirdest thing. It was as weird as when I went into the field and everybody was driving on the left-hand side of the road. Right. You know, that was unsettling. You know, coming back and having to adjust to the right-hand side of the road was super unsettling. Yes. And, you know, caused me to drive in traffic weird sometimes. But I'll also say that, you know, I lived in South Sudan and it was during the Civil War, and then coming back and trying to talk to people about sports and just the normal issues that really matter to people, to me, it was like, I don't care about these kinds of things anymore. And how to have the right attitude and how to be a bridge builder took a lot of work for me. And I do remember that I struggled in my faith because I saw the faith of people that I was ministering to in these other countries who had this tremendous faith in God but had very little. And when I have very little, you know, I'm all of a sudden saying, God, why? Mm-hmm. You know, every time I have this challenge, materially, it stretches my faith. But over there, you know, they had so little but loved so much. And that was the hard thing for me when I came back to the States, was just making those adjustments and then having grace for people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of something I want to explore, you know, in the next podcast, the idea of, well, what's the right frame of mind we need to be in, that a missionary needs to be in as he comes back? And it's very similar to the mindset they had when they went over to the field in the first place. For some reason, we have this mindset, we have this mentality that when we get back, we don't need to have the same frame of mind that we had to be successful on the field, because we're going home. Everything's familiar, everything's comfortable. You know, to just sort of wrap up this one, I one of the things that somebody told me before I went to the field was that, you know, a lot of people, you say the average person has a capacity for 12, say, meaningful relationships outside of their you know, their personal immediate family. And so when you go to the mission field, as tight as you are in somebody's world of 12, when you're on the other side of the world and you're not present, that your spot sort of gets filled by somebody else. And now you come back and the person, you're now the 13th part of this guy's world rather than one of the 12. And so he's got to make time to fit you in, and you're kind of expecting to just drop back in at the level you were. And that's really disconcerting. You know, it's discouraging. And so understanding that is, you know, again, like on almost so many other areas of, you know, mental health issues or just encouragement and walking with the Lord, you know, realizing that it is stressful, that your reaction is normal, is part of the process of overcoming it and not letting it crush you.
It sounds like there's a super necessary adjustment of, yes, expectations, totally, that needs,
yeah,
to happen.
And in fact, we are willing to be realigned in so many areas of our lives when we go to the mission field. And for some reason, we think that we don't need a realignment when we get back. And actually, it's sometimes a greater realignment to live successfully back here than it is over there. And so it's an important subject. Obviously, we can't plumb the depths of in this in just a podcast series, but there are some really good books on it, and we'll refer to those books, I think, in one of the future podcasts. So,
okay, sounds good. Sounds like we really need to talk about what the realities are. Well, let's pick that up in the next one. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. To learn more about becoming a missionary with Shepherd Staff, go to ssmfi.org/join. Connect with us on Facebook or Twitter by searching @ShepStaff on either platform.